Are you ready to be in the spotlight? Are you ready to share your story with the world? Well, Snails with No Shells is where you need to be. Available on all digital platforms, Facebook and YouTube. Snails with No Shells. Leave that shell at the door.
Where did we go wrong? We were doing so well.
Greetings, greetings, beautiful ones. I am Ms. BJ Martin, and this is Snails with No Shells. Leave that shell at the door. That's my only rule. All right, let's get into it. Let's get into it. I would like to bring my amazing, beautiful guest to the stage. You guys are in for a beautiful surprise. Let me bring her on in. Tammy Durden! Hello, Tammy. How are you?
Hello, gorgeous. I am fantastic. How are you?
I am amazing. Thank you. I told y'all she was beautiful. Look at her.
Oh, thank you. And so are you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So we're going to get right into it. Okay. I'm going to properly introduce you, Tammy. Tammy Durden, certified image consultant and success coach, also known as the image maker. She's a powerhouse. Tammy's assignment is to inspire, empower, and equip women with the tools, strategies, and real experiences that will bring about positive transformation in their lives. That's beautiful. Also, Tammy is an author and amongst a few other things. Okay, so we're going to get into that a little later. But for now, Tammy, where were you born and raised?
Well, I was born and raised in Houston, Texas. So I'm a native Houstonian that's becoming extinct these days. But yeah, born right here in Houston, Texas.
All right. Southern gal. She's from the South. I'm in Atlanta. So, hey. How's the weather there? It's like in the high 70s here right now.
Yeah. So it's kind of around that. It may be around 81, somewhere around there, but it's sunny. Beautiful weather outside. Mm-hmm. I'm loving it. It hasn't gotten steamy hot yet as it does here in Houston.
Right, right. So Houston. So what was it like? What was it like growing up in Houston?
Well, to be honest with you, I grew up on the north side of Houston, and I'm a PK. I'm a pastor's kid. And so growing up was pretty interesting, to say the least. But yeah, I had both of my parents, mother and father, in the home. And it was good growing up in Houston.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you said you were a PK. I have mixed reviews about PK. And I know a few, you know, we all know some PK kids, and either they was like, either off the chain, right? It's like, or so one extreme or the other, off the chain or just straight up. So which one were you, Tammy?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. So I was pretty sheltered as a pastor's kid. So I think I was along that not off the chain spectrum, but I was a little sneaky. So to be honest with you, growing up, I at the age of 15, I became pregnant. At the age of 16, I gave birth to my daughter. So I was a teen mom. I was a pastor's kid and a teen mom. You can't even imagine that. So my father's the pastor. His 16-year-old daughter is having a baby, becoming a teen mom, and he's the one in the pulpit and preaching, you know, don't fornicate and all of this kind of stuff. And I'm out there, you know, behind the scenes being sneaky, doing some things. That's a whole nother story that we probably will touch on today. But yeah, so I was on that spectrum, BJ.
Yeah.
And by the way, thank you so much for having me on. I'm honored to be here.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I mean, if you weren't here, I'd be talking to myself. Yes. Now, I think that wasn't just PK kids. I think during that time, it was just a lot of teenage pregnancies, because I came out in 93. So I think just during a period of time, it's just, I think it was just that time. It didn't matter if you had two parents or one, you know, so I think we all did our thing in high school. I'm gonna be honest. I mean,
some got called and some didn't.
Right, exactly. Let's tell them about it. I said, leave that shell at the door. So we're going to leave it at the door.
Yeah, we're going to keep it real. That's the only way to be.
That's right. That's right. Yep. I was a young mom too. I was 18.
Really?
I had my first shot. Yeah. But I walked across the stage, belly and all. I graduated, but I was, you know, I was still would be considered a statistic, but you know, to heck with statistics, right?
Yes. It's not how you start. It's how you finish.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, so Tammy, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Ooh, well, okay, this is so funny. You know, as children, we only had like certain shows that were on TV, different things, but I would always watch the shows where the people were rich. Even if I couldn't immediately identify with them in certain ways, I knew they were rich. So let's say, for example, the Beverly Hillbillies, right? Do you remember that one? That's an old show. They were rich. They, you know, they lived in a mansion, things like that. So when I grew up, all I knew was that I wanted to be rich. I wanted to live in, you know, live in a mansion and drive nice cars. I wanted to be like a George and Wheezy in a deluxe apartment in the sky, maybe experience that.
Yes.
So however it came about, that's all I know is how that's what I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Not the career so much, but I wanted to be that. I wanted to have that.
Yeah, I get that. I remember when I was 7, I told my mom, I was like, I'm gonna have a mansion and I'm gonna have a limo.
And a limo. Yes.
And she was like, really? I said, yes. I haven't gotten either one yet, but I have been in them.
Yes, and there's still time.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. You know, life happens and you kind of forget all about that stuff. It's like our, sometimes our child, especially being younger mothers, sometimes our childhood kind of gets taken away kind of fast. You have to grow up so fast and so all that kind of stuff. You're not thinking about that no more. You're thinking about, okay, I got a baby. I got to get a job. I got to do what I got to do. Exactly. I might have to get some food stamps, you know, all of that. So you're not thinking about none of that. You're like, that's play, you know, and we kind of lose that. But I think it's time that we do get it back. I think it's time, you know, because that's, I think that I believe that's a part of manifesting, you know?
Yes. Start dreaming again and dreaming big.
Yes, we're not that. I mean, we're grown, but dang, we can't have big children at heart. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we're just too grown. You know what I
mean? Gotta take the limits off. Yeah, start dreaming again. Use that imagination, that dream box up here to just start dreaming again, because I believe that all things are possible.
Yes, yes. Yeah. That's awesome. So what did you, let's see. So women, let me get into it, because you got, so we have a lot to talk about, so.
I'm having fun already, BJ. This is awesome. I love your energy.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to get into, so you certified image consultant and success coach. What made you get into that?
Well, with the image consulting, it's funny because people would always, so I'm an entrepreneur at heart. Yes. And people would always, and still do, always compliment me on my look, whether it's my outfit or my hair or something. And so continually getting positive feedback like that, I'm thinking, okay, how can I monetize this and how can I help other women? So my huge passion is empowering women. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, I'm a certified life coach as well. And when I would coach my clients, one of the common things that I found was that women just didn't feel good about their image. They didn't feel good about themselves, their image, how they looked, how they presented themselves. And, you know, and so I came into the realization, I said, okay, well, how can I use this? Number one, how can I help women feel better about themselves? How can I empower them to do that? To bring about transformation. And then number two, how can I monetize it, right? Because, you know, the Bible says God gives us the power to get wealth. So he gives us gifts, talents, skills, and things to do that. And so I began to do some research and just really, really wanted to help women bring about that positive transformation in their lives, both inside and out, because the real work begins on the inside. A lot of times we try to, we dress up, we fix up, we clean up, we wash up, and look amazing on the outside, but all along on the inside, we're a hot mess, just torn up. A silent scream is going on and nobody can hear it because we look so good and so put together on the outside. And so I was inspired by that to say, you know what? You don't have to look like what you've been through. I want women to really feel good about themselves. And so that's what I did. And I began to do some research and got my certification as a certified image consultant to just bring about that positive change, that transformation that women really want, but don't know how to get it themselves, that don't believe enough in themselves. Mm-hmm. They've been knocked down by life so much. So much has happened where it's hard for them to see the good in themselves. And, and that's what I absolutely love doing. And that inspired me to take that journey with image consulting and then further expanding it to being a success coach, specifically as it pertains to health and wealth. And so that all came about with the pandemic. You know, the pandemic brought about a lot of things, right? Yes, a lot of change.
Yes, it did for everybody. Everybody. Absolutely. Okay, so let me rewind a little bit. So you talked about us being, or just people in general, just being just torn up on the inside. Yes. Mm-hmm. And what you're saying is so true. And we focus so much on the outside, and it really is the inside that's the most important. Mm-hmm. So has you dealt with anything, any type of issue dealing with inner work or dealing with some self-worth issues? Because in order for you to really like love empowering women or knowing how these women felt, like really knowing, I'm wondering, like, did you experience any type of, you know, any type of, I hate to keep using the word trauma, but did you
trauma, go through, you
know, it's the truth, you know, that it is what it is. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, wow. If I roll it all the way back and I mentioned about being a teen mom and being a PK and a pastor's kid, all the way back to my childhood. So I grew up with low self-esteem and I didn't feel good about myself. And you kind of talked about back in that era. So I graduated in 88. And so back in that era, you know, dark skin was out of style. So as I was chubby, I had dark skin, I had short nappy hair. And so I would always get teased at school by the kids, you know, kids to be cruel. They would, you know, they would call me fat, black, big, dirt, and all kinds of stuff. I was smart, right? Mm-hmm. So when it was time, you know, to take the test, they want to answer stuff like that, then they'd be nice to me. But anyway, so I grew up with low self-esteem. I just didn't feel good about myself. Nothing, you know, to say against my parents or anything like that. They did the best they could with what they had. They loved me. They gave me food, shelter, and clothing. But I didn't feel good about myself. So I began to look for love in all the wrong places. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that is when, you know, being in high school and just trying to fit in and wanted attention. And then I got pregnant at 15, had my daughter at 16. Needless to say, I still didn't have good self-esteem. That doesn't solve it. So I went into my adulthood still not thinking I was enough, still not feeling good about myself, all of these things that I carried with me into adulthood. And so I began to do some work on myself. As I entered into adulthood, I was introduced to network marketing, specifically Mary Kay. And so that's when I was introduced to personal development. You did Mary Kay too, didn't you?
Well, my mom actually did it, but I went to a conference. I went to some conferences with her, and I helped her get her red jacket. And
you got the red jacket. Girl, I got the red jacket.
And I love their makeup. I did. We can't talk. They're not sponsoring our show.
Oh yeah, so we didn't talk about that. Anyway, I started doing work on myself, but you know, but I still didn't feel, you know, I wasn't at my best. And so I went on, I got married at 19. Mm-hmm. That ended in divorce at 21. Mm-hmm. Then I got married again for a second time, BJ, when I was 31, actually. Mm-hmm. And this is really the setback that really shifted my life, because when I got married and I owned a mortgage company. Mortgage company was great, was thriving, you know, doing amazing. I was married to a minister that attended my father's church. I had my daughter. All was well. Lived in a sprawling 3,600 square foot home on the lake. You know, luxury automobiles. Owned my own company. My husband had a career. Ex-husband had a career. Everything was going good. But you may remember around 2007, somewhere around there, we had the mortgage industry crash and things just fell apart.
Yes.
So around that time, so my business was in trouble, and actually I lost my business. Well, at the same time, BJ, I found out that my husband attempted to molest my daughter. So I had that situation on. So now we're in divorce court. That mortgage company was my primary source of income. So now I have no money. One night I got up and I was going to get a drink of water out of the kitchen, still in the home, trying to save the home, you know, trying to scrape up, but you know, whatever I could. Mm-hmm. And I looked out the beautiful glass windows at the front of the home, and I saw these red tail lights. Like, well, who is that out there? Needless to say, it was the wrecker truck. It was the repo man coming to repo the luxury automobile. So now, and that did happen. Mm-hmm. So now I have, you know, a failed business, a failed marriage. I have a daughter that I have to make sure that she's healthy and whole and gets to where she needs to be. No money, no car, hit rock bottom. Hit rock bottom, right? Only thing that I didn't lose was my daughter, and I was almost about to lose my mind. Mm-hmm. And so when experiencing something of that magnitude, and the friends that I thought I had were nowhere to be found. And so now I'm lonely, I'm broke, and I am broken. Mm. And when hitting rock bottom and getting to that point, you know, all I had to do was to look up to God. That was all I had. You know, people didn't understand. I heard whispers of people, you know, that I thought were my friends. They were talking about me behind my back, not trying to help me, but talking about me behind my back, because unfortunately, sometimes people are waiting to see you fall. Mm-hmm. And so I had that situation, and it wasn't until I had awakening. And that's where my first book was birthed out of, Get Up, Dust Yourself Off and Win, from that experience that no matter how far you've fallen, no matter if you hit rock bottom, no matter what setbacks you've experienced, every setback is just a setup for your next level of success. It is not over until you win, and you can come back from that and still get up and win in life. Mm-hmm. And that's where my huge passion and drive comes from helping other women, because I know what it feels like. Mm-hmm. I know what it feels like to be broken. I know what it feels like to be depressed, lay in my bed, no lights, lighting candles at night because I can't even pay the light bill. I'm still trying to hold on to this house of horrors that was my dream home before. Mm-hmm. I know what that feels like to be by myself and alone. I know what it feels like to not know how I'm going to make it through the night and what the next day is going to look like for me because I can't find work. I know what that feels like. Mm-hmm. And so that's my drive. That's my passion. But behind what I do with empowering women.
Whew. What a testimony. Oh my goodness. And yes, all that happening to you, you had definitely a greater purpose than I think you even knew. You know what I mean? And I talk about that. Every guest has been on here. It's like we all go through something detrimental, horrifying, or even being, you know, close to death. We go through situations to where there's nowhere else to go but to God, like nowhere else to go. He, she, whatever you say, universe, whatever it is, I love everything, everybody's beliefs. Mm-hmm. It's like, you got to go to him, them.
Yes.
Come to me. There's nowhere else for you to go. What else are you going to do? And that's it. And then that's where it begins. Once that shake up, I call them shake ups.
Yes, that's what it is.
They shake you up. And most, for the most part, it usually starts with someone in a relationship you're with. Mm-hmm. Someone in a relationship you're with triggers these things for you, you know, and then here we go, spiraling this and then that, and then this and then that, and then this and then that. And then you have to learn how to let go.
Yes. Yes. That's one of the things I talk about in the book. Mm-hmm. You got to let go of your past. If mm-hmm. you keep holding on to that, you will never recover and move forward. Mm-hmm. You know, I love a quote by Bishop T.D. Jakes. He says, you hold on to your history at the expense of your destiny. So while you're holding on to your past, that history, you are forfeiting your destiny, the future, the amazing things that God has in store for you. But you got to let go of the past. And that's a part of the healing process. But it's all about doing the work. You know, and I talk about that in my book. It's we got to do the work. There's work that we have, that internal work, because healing begins on the inside. Mm-hmm. We've got to do that work, that inner work that's going to help us. You know, you got to forgive. So, yeah. You know, you got to let go of it. It happened. It was wrong. I didn't ask for it. Mm-hmm. But you got to forgive to heal. You got to forgive. Forgive yourself and forgive others so that you can move forward and live your best life.
Mm-hmm. What a story. I appreciate you really being open and sharing that story with us. I know some people they you know, they might share a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. they're not, you know, it's like they're not ready to you know, just let it all hang out, you know. So that's very brave.
I believe that you have to reveal the truth. That you have to be transparent. If I really say that I'm about empowering women and helping women to overcome their setbacks and win in life, I got to share my truth mm-hmm. because that didn't happen to me just for me. That mm-hmm. happened to me so that I can share it and be a blessing with other people and let them know that you can overcome too. Mm-hmm. If I can do it, you can do it. But I got to share my truth.
Yes, because boy, you're gonna save so many lives. You probably saved. Up millions already. You don't even know it yet.
Wow. I received that, BJ.
Yeah. Absolutely. Today. Wow. What a story.
Yeah. I mean, and it's, and I also talk about in the book how we wear the mask, you know, how we pretend that all is well, we got it all together and all is good, but we really don't. So you got to take off the mask. Mm-hmm. And all of that is a part of the healing process. Letting go of your past, loving yourself. Yes. You got to love yourself. We all make mistakes, right? And when I look back at the situation, there were things that I could have done differently. And I call that the acknowledgement, acknowledging my place and position in the situation. That's not being in denial, taking a full accountability.
I was about to say being accountable.
Yep. Yes, we got to be accountable. Mm-hmm. Got to stop passing the blame, but you know, just be honest with ourselves. Take a look in the mirror and be accountable for the things that happen in our lives.
Yes. Yeah. Because eventually, it's gonna come tumbling down. It doesn't matter. You can't keep blaming your mom and your dad. You can't keep blaming the dad that wasn't there, the mother that wasn't there. You can't keep blaming everybody else, because eventually I think you get a certain age and it's like, they're like, okay, enough is enough. There's no more blaming. You can't do that anymore. So what you gonna do? What are you gonna do? And that's, we talk about how that accountability comes in and that truth. And that truth is not pretty. And I say that all the time. The truth is not pretty all the time. The truth can be very ugly and nasty and dirty, but it's the truth. Your truth is your truth and mine is mine, you know, no judgment. And I talk about that too. Once you do that inner work, mm-hmm. you're less judgmental when it comes to other people's situations. You develop more empathy for people. Cause you,
yes.
Me, I'm like, well, I just wonder, you're like somebody, you know, is on crack or whatever. Like, oh, she a crackhead. I'm like, no, I want to know her story. Like, what happened? Why? Because there's a reason why she's, you know, on drugs, why she feels this way. Something happened, mm-hmm. you know? So, you definitely become less judgmental and you definitely want to help people, you know, figure some things out. Yeah. So I love that. Your story. You could have went a whole nother direction. Like your whole life, I'm seeing it. You know, from childhood, it was as if something or a certain type of energy was just around you. the whole time, trying to really not only distract you, but really on you, trying to take you out. That's what it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seems like for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, because you know, the enemy knows, and you know, I'm a church girl. The enemy knows that that you know the purpose and a destiny that God has on your life. And so, you know, there are certain plots and schemes that he will put along your pathway to try to take you out. But it doesn't work. You know, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And so that's why you got to keep pushing and knowing that when you encounter those things, God has a greater purpose for your life, that there is something for you to do that's far bigger than yourself. And I know that, you know, the things that I'm purposed to do is far greater than me. Doesn't even have anything to do with me. I'm just a vessel. I'm just an instrument in the earth being used to get that message out, to help people, to, you know, to do those things that I was placed with purpose on this earth to do. And, you know, it's really, I think a lot of times if we get ourselves out of the way, because many times we think about what we want to do, how we want to do it. But if we get ourselves out of the way and just be open to a bigger plan and purpose, then we'll see some amazing things begin to unfold and manifest in our lives. And it begins with that inner work, that spiritual work, knowing your truth and who you are and identifying your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It begins there.
Yep. And accepting responsibility and being accountable for your life, your actions. That's it.
Yeah.
And it's work. I talk about it all the time. It's definitely a marathon. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, it takes time, because now you gotta unlearn, right? Everything that you thought you knew, and all these, you know, you just gotta unlearn. So it's like it's a process. You've been living this life and on this cycle for years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now you gotta unlearn all this stuff. You're talking about say this happens at 35 or 40. That's 40 years, you know, worth of stuff.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, oh man, so now I gotta unlearn all that. Yes, yes, you do.
And it takes time.
It does.
And, you know, I talk about that in the book. It's not going to happen overnight. It didn't take you overnight to get into it. It's not going to take you overnight to get out of it. But you got to be willing to be in it for the long run and do the work. I always say you got to face it to fix it. A lot of times we try to sweep things under the rug and act like it didn't happen and ignore it and think that it's going to go away. It is not going away. That thing is going to fester inside you, and it's going to develop into something far worse, whether it's an anger problem, you know, it manifests in other ways. Mm-hmm. And so you got to face it to fix it and be willing and committed to doing the work. You got to and not blaming other people. We talked about that, but be committed to doing the work.
Yes, it's worth it. It's worth it.
Like, and it begins with mindset. You know, everything's about the mind. Everything originates in the mind. It's about mindset. So our minds have to be renewed to those things that are right. Our subconscious has to be reprogrammed to different things, because it's shaped by our past experiences, our upbringing, all of those things. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you know better, you do better. So begin, I always tell people, begin to feed your mind with positive things. Read books. Listen to positive messages. There's so much available, DJ. Now we have no excuse for not developing professionally. Well, there's YouTube, amazing podcasts like you have here. You know, there's just reading a book.
Yes.
There's so many. Yeah. And reading is in style, everybody. Yes, it is. It's never gone out of style.
It is.
And then there's audio books.
Right.
I mean, there's no excuse.
Right.
But you know, shifting our mindset. If you want to shift your life, you got to shift your thinking. You got to shift your thinking. Everything starts right there with the mind. Change your thinking and change your world. You begin to attract the right things into your life just by a shift in mindset.
Mm-hmm. Now, y'all, if that ain't a coach, what? Y'all better reach out to Tammy. You better reach out to her. She's at Tammy Dirty on social media. Hey, y'all better reach out to her, because I love it. If you can't feel the energy, I can. I'm telling y'all. Oh my gosh. Yes, this is a success coach. She has success coach. This is going to be on audio too for people that's listening. She has Tammy Durden Success Coach. Okay.
Yes.
You can want to
win.
Feel it. Yes.
That's what life is all about. Yes. And you know, I really shifted more into Success Coach when the pandemic hit, BJ. Mm-hmm. So when the pandemic hit back in 2020, mm-hmm. April. By the way, my birthday is tomorrow, but it was April and I had just turned 50. And, you know, some things had began to shift. Number one, with financially, because as a consultant, I own Tammy Durden International Training and Development Consulting Company, and my business is face to face. So when I do training and development consulting, I would go to corporations, organizations, and do trainings and certain sessions with them. Well, you know, when the pandemic hit, everything shut down. Mm-hmm. There was no face to face. People were scrambling, trying to figure out things virtually that weren't already virtual. Most of my clients were not virtual. And so that impacted my income. It did. So thank God I had some savings and things like that, other investments. But that was really a wake up call for me to say, okay, are you really prepared that if I can't go out and show up to make the money, am I going to be okay? I'm a single woman. You know, and so that was an awakening for me with that, to say, you know what, I need to make sure that my finances are in order, that I have a plan B, C, D, E, F, and G to make sure that I'm okay. And I knew that if I was in that situation, other women were as well. The mm-hmm. other thing was, I turned 50, we're in the pandemic, we're working from home, I'm at the computer around the house. So what did I do? I started stress eating. Mm-hmm. From Cheetos, honey buns, anything that wasn't good, BJ, that's what I wanted and that's what I had. Mm-hmm. It was so bad, I had a little snack corner in my room for easy access. If I was watching a Netflix or something, like, oh, this mm-hmm. is a snack corner, let me get some of those Cheetos over there.
Yes. So,
as a result of that, you know, I packed on the pandemic pounds, went straight to my midsection. And then my digestive system got out of whack because my body was like, hey, what's going on? What are you doing? This is not mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. And so I needed some solutions for my health. And oftentimes, especially as women, that's a struggle with our weight, with our health. And so I'm thinking about, okay, I'm the image maker, image consultant. And so now I'm having these challenges with my health. I need to make sure my wealth, my finances are in order. And mm-hmm. so I shifted to wanted to make sure that women were successful in their lives with their health and their wealth. And I partnered with a company called Tava, a health and wellness company, where you can not only get your body healthy, but you can also have an opportunity to improve your finances. And so since 2020, that's been a part. I believe in multiple streams of income. Mm-hmm. And I really, really had an opportunity to impact women across the globe. So I'm very grateful for that.
Awesome. Awesome. You just stay on that path. For women, and it just happens. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. I love that because it's like, you know, the latter part of your life is amazing. And wow. I love that, you know, like mm-hmm. I think because I'd rather have the latter part of my life just be awesome. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I love it. I love it. And so what is the name of the company again?
It's Tava, T-A-V-A. Mm-hmm. And it's based here. The owner and CEO and founders, Mr. Kenny Lloyd and Shante Lord, are based right here in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. And amazing, amazing, you know, African-American owned, just an amazing platform, leadership, incredible company, incredible products. That are all natural products. Mm-hmm. And definitely, I lost 10 pounds in 10 days, and that just won me over. So was sold. And so I've had the opportunity to help impact. So not only just my image consulting clients, but so many other women improving their health and their wealth, because the pandemic showed us that too, that we were largely unhealthy.
Yes.
So unhealthy, pre-existing conditions. That's why I was so hard for many people to fight off the virus just because of being unhealthy and not having our bodies in order. So I really took on a mission for that. I have a campaign, a 2022 campaign right now taking 2022 women with me to get healthy this year. That's going amazing. So I'm really, really passionate about that, BJ.
I'm proud of you, Tammy. If anybody told you, I'm telling you today. Aww, girl, I love it. Oh my gosh. I knew this is going to be an amazing interview. I knew it. Oh, wow. Okay. So, you have so much going on. Okay. So we're not going to spend it because you got a whole nother 2 hours worth of stuff going on. So we don't have enough time. So we will, I do want to, what about the contributing writer?
Oh yes, with Phoenix Fitness Magazine. I am super honored about that. Yes, so partnering with Miss Tiffany Para to write in that magazine every month. Get to share some great information on the success coach level about health, wealth, just overall empowerment in people by writing those articles. So that's an amazing opportunity. I'm excited about that. Got another article coming out soon within the next couple of days. So shout out to Tiffany. Just excited. And I believe she was on your show. She was on your show the other day, right?
Yeah. She was on there yesterday. Yesterday. Yes. She was on there and I love her too. Her energy is, she'd be up here. I'm like, wow. Yeah, she's good. Good-hearted woman. All of y'all, I love interviewing all of you all because you know I'm a contributing writer for Own It magazine.
That's awesome. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. So I get to meet all of you guys and come in on the meetings and everything, and I just be so happy. Yes, I love seeing this.
I know, just to be in the company of other great women. That's professional, that's doing amazing things like yourself. It's just very empowering and very refreshing too.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Oh, okay, well, we're going to wrap this up, God, because we can go on and go on and on and on. So, okay, do you have anything, coming out, any new books or anything like that?
Well, I don't have any new books at the moment. I didn't talk about my second book. It's I Don't Look Like What I've Been Through. I'll just hold them up.
Okay, so
get up, dust yourself off, and win. This is I Don't Look Like What I've Been Through. So after you have gotten up and dusted yourself off and win, you don't have to look like what you've been through. And that book just talks about, again, I believe starting on the inside first, doing that inner work to, you know, be kind, be grateful, be powerful, be open, those types of things. So If you find yourself in a situation where you have overcome that setback and you're like, okay, now what's next? Remember, you don't have to look like what you've been through. Show up as your real, true, authentic self, beautiful both on the inside and on the outside, and just be your amazing self. You know, again, as I am on the path of empowering people with health and wellness helping women improve their health and their wealth, leading them to a successful life. And that's whatever success looks like and means to you. It's relative to the person. Definitely I have a movement that's called Kingdom Wellness, Wealth and Community that, you know, by me being a church girl, pastor's kid, I grew up with hearing the Bible and scriptures and different things in which we definitely need that spiritual aspect. But in the church, I never really heard about taking care of your body, your temple. We heard that the temple was, you know, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, but not taking care of your physical body. So I am on a mission this year, BJ, to with pastors, with ministries, people, women's ministries, to actually get their congregations, to get their followers fit and healthy. So that's the big movement that's going on right now that I have that's going to carry through the end of the year, getting ready to put together something here in the Houston area. I'm actually going to be visiting your area in Atlanta on April 30th as well. Yeah, okay. So that's what's happening. That's what's coming up and going on. And again, I'm just excited about the opportunity to be able to be a blessing and empower other women.
I love it. All right. So tell us where we can find your books and also where we can find you.
You can find my books on Amazon. If you just search my name, Tammy Durden, both of the books will come up. Get Up, Dust Yourself Off and Win, and I Don't Look Like What I've Been Through. You can find me on social media across all platforms at Tammy Durden, T-A-M-M-I-D-U-R-D-E-N. I just try to keep it simple so you can find me easy. And I want to say thank you, BJ, so much for having me on your podcast today. It was definitely an honor. I love your energy. It has been amazing, and I appreciate the opportunity. And congratulations on you and much continued success in everything that you do.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I am full of gratitude. I am. Thank you. And thank you for being on the show. I appreciate you. Absolutely. Okay. So before we go, what I would like to say is, first of all, please like, share, and subscribe. Audience, we need your help. Like, share, and subscribe. Share these stories so people can get to know these people. We have some amazing people in our midst that are doing some amazing things in the community, and enough people don't know about it. I talk about that. Entrepreneurs, you might have somebody make the best steak in the world, you know, or got the best book going, and your own neighbor doesn't even know what you're doing. It's time to come out the closet and let the world know, you know, what's going on, because we need you. We need you. We do. All right. So like, share, and subscribe. Follow Tammy Durden. Follow me, Ms. BJ Martin. I am on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. I'm everywhere. No excuses, guys. All right. And before we go, I just wanted to say, remember, just like the sun, you are necessary. I love y'all.